Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great America 3. It's Thursday, December 11th, and in the evening here where we are, which is 46 degrees south and 29.5 degrees east. We passed the second ice gate today, passed north of it. There was a line of latitude and needed to pass at least north of one point there, and have headed off to the east with a little south in it. Trying to figure out what to do about the big storm coming up tomorrow. We're running out of options as to what we can do. Originally, the thought was to try to sail further to the south and to be able to, therefore, when it came over us, to have the center of it go over us, where there'd be actually less wind closer to the center, but it's a calculated risk there, as all of these decisions are. But it's tracking further to the south from the latest weather files that came in compared to this morning. It's tracking maybe 100 miles further to the south, so we wouldn't be able to get to where we were wanting to get to. So hopefully we'll be able to sail more to the east and get a little bit further away from it, but I don't think that's really going to happen. So the forecast is for probably 40 to 45 knots of wind, gusting to 50 to 60 perhaps tomorrow night. So we've been rocketing along with reduced sail. We have a lot of wind, and much more wind than the weather files have suggested we should have, which is a little disconcerting looking ahead to the low pressure system tomorrow. We've been getting readings of 25 knots, which we should get on the weather files, but we've been getting 35 to 38 knots, 39 knots occasionally, almost always in the low to mid-30s. So we're down to the staysail and three reefs in the main, which is often, even that smaller amount of sail, often too much. The boat takes off on these surfs where it builds speed and builds more wind velocity and builds speed again. And you don't quite know how it's all going to end. Fortunately, the seas, because the wind has been blowing hard for quite a long time, are not that steep. Usually if you have a lot of wind comes up very quickly, you end up with steep waves. But over the course of time, if it continues to blow in the same direction, same velocity, it kind of gets longer and longer. And we're getting a little bit of something going on here on this Iridium line. I think you're on the wrong line there. So anyway, we will check in with you again tomorrow in the middle of this next system, and hopefully things will go okay. The boat's been doing well. The pilots have been doing well. The pilot has been doing well. But when we go rocketing off on some of these waves, fortunately we don't have big troughs to bury ourselves in. We've only done that a couple of times. Was able to get some extra lashings onto the runners, the running backstays, with some new Vectran, new flat Vectran lashing, and got six loops on one side and five on the other side. So if anything goes wrong there, hopefully that'll save the day. But really disappointed in the Chitana 80 situation. That's really sad. Must be devastating for Loic after having been so spectacular sailing down through the Atlantic and leading, and seemed as though every time something happened where in the weather or somebody else seemed to make a surge on one side or the other, he was able to cover it or come up with a better plan. It was really pretty amazing to watch, like I'm watching an artist at work. So anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.